So we've been having a bit of a moan and a groan today amongst us Headscape designers, just kind of lamenting the fact that we don't get to do super cool designs, because our clients are generally very conservative and have a lot of different constraints on them. So the kind of design that we do isn't super sexy, but is usable and accessible and all of those kinds of good things. But every now and again, you see some inspirational site with loads of, you know, beautiful illustrations and lovely stuff. And you think, oh, I wish I could do sites like that. I wish I had the opportunity. But actually, I've come to the conclusion that you can do some really cool stuff on them with the most strictest of briefs and the most conservative of clients. And I think the areas that really lend themselves to the most opportunity with clients like that are things like gorgeous typography and great use of grid structure and white space. I think there are so much opportunities to create a really classy design without it necessarily being sexy because of its use of illustrations or bevels or embosses or gradients or whatever else. I mean, look at a site like List Apart, and it's beautifully designed. Or even Jason Santamaria's site. It's got lovely typography, gorgeous layout, and is really well put together. Sites like that inspire me that you can produce a very conservative, understated design that still has a lot of impact and can satisfy you as a designer. So don't be put off by conservative clients and constrained briefs. They just provide an opportunity for you to be even more creative in your thinking and your problem solving, to come up with something that's great within a very constrained brief.